This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida has risen to 18 after authorities said six bodies, including two children, were recovered Wednesday. Later today, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be heading to Surfside to be meeting with the families. Officials say 147 people still missing, but they are hopeful of finding some survivors. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. The head of the World Food Program said Wednesday that the number of people close to starvation has more than tripled after being at around 8 million 4 years ago. Following a meeting involving the foreign ministers of the group of 20 nations and representatives of non-governmental organizations, World Food Program Executive Director David Beasley said the pandemic has been devastating to developing nations. Italy's foreign minister, who was hosting the meeting, said the group had hammered out some best practices for responding to humanitarian and sanitary emergencies in the future. Thousands of Indonesians waited at a sports stadium to get COVID-19 vaccines Thursday in a mass one-day event that's part of a push to scale up the country's virus fight as hospitals fill with sick patients. The Red Cross warned earlier this week that the surging number of infections had put Indonesia on the edge of a COVID-19 catastrophe and said it urgently needed to increase medical care, testing, and vaccinations. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was unclear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. Authorities in Ecuador seized more than 7 tons of cocaine with a street value of $333 million in U.S. dollars, that is. Drugs were hidden in containers of tin tuna due to be shipped to Spain. The cocaine was found on Monday in two containers in the port's pre-shipment area. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines. Just two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted yes with Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but Senate Republicans blocked that. Some Republican lawmakers say they might not assist with the investigation. Others say they fear the Democrats will make it too political. President Biden announcing Wednesday during a virtual meeting with governors that Western states vulnerable to wildfires and suffering from drought and extreme heat are to receive more help from the federal government. Biden said federal firefighters will get a boost in their minimum wage pay and be kept on the jobs as long as needed beyond the traditional wildfire season. Because of climate change and battling wildfires is no longer a seasonal job. The president said it's a year-round mission. Bill Cosby back home in suburban Philadelphia at his residence after the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania overturned Cosby's sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison. Cosby, who's 83, served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.